Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, April 28th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. GDP is up. Jerry Springer passed away. No bail for the leaker. And a 16-year-old got into college. A lot of colleges. That's all coming up, and then your message of the day. But first, the GDP has increased in the first quarter of this year by 1.1%. The economy's so weird now that good news is bad news and bad news is good news. The Federal Reserve wants to slow the economy down to keep inflation down. That's why they've been raising rates. So normally a 1.1% GDP increase is terrible, but from the Fed's perspective, it's good. But people kept spending money, an annual increase of 3.7%. But is that spending increase just because of inflation? And is that spending increasing people's debt? The New York Times says that this is a strong economy. Or is it just hanging on before a collapse? Jerry Springer has passed away at the age of 79, the host of the Jerry Springer Show for 27 years. He was elected to Cincinnati, Ohio's city council, and then resigned because he paid for a prostitute. This was 1974. But then in 1975, he ran for his seat back and won. And then the council in 1977 named him the mayor. Then he went on to TV news and then to host his own TV show, which started out as a serious show. His episodes would be about how to solve crime, and he'd talk about homelessness and Second Amendment issues. That was 1991, and then ratings went down. And in 1994, he went with, "I married a horse, and I'm an adult baby." Then people started throwing chairs, and ratings went up. At the height of his success, he went on Dave Letterman's show, and he was asked, what effect does your show have on the world today? And he said, "No, nothing. My show is plain stupid." Remember the leaked Pentagon documents a couple weeks ago? A Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, Jack Teixeira, is accused of accessing hundreds of highly classified intelligence documents for over a year before he was arrested. Prosecutors say he's a flight risk and should not be let out on bail. They say he has an arsenal of weapons and recently has used government computers to search the terms Ruby Ridge, Las Vegas shooting, Mandalay Bay shooting, Buffalo Top shooting, and Uvalde. So they say he shouldn't be let out of jail. He's facing 25 years in prison. A senior at a Louisiana high school has been accepted to college. 170 of them. He's been offered $9 million in scholarships. The record is $9.4 million. He says he wants to get to $10 million. He's only 16. He has a 4.98 GPA and is fluent in Spanish. His advice, "I'm a God-fearing young man. I keep God first." If you keep God in the mix, then you're definitely going to be successful no matter what you do. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill Or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, it was simply stunning that President Biden told the world in his brief Wednesday press conference that 58% of Americans approve of the job he's doing. According to the latest CBS News poll out this week, 59% of those surveyed think the president is performing poorly. That might be because he is. So, where is Joe Biden getting his stats? Nowhere. That's where. President Biden, like so many Americans, believes what he wants to believe, and facts be damned. The border is secure, inflation transitory, crime worse in Republican areas. He is not a big government spender. So many falsehoods, so little time. Some politicians contrive misleading statements, not Joe. He just reads what's put in front of him. Whatever you say, speechwriters, that's what I'll say. There is no search for truthfulness. Why bother with that? The media doesn't care about the truth, so why should the White House? We'll say anything we want and then have supper. So that's where we are in history. The federal government lives on Fantasy Island. It travels in another dimension. It bears false witness with no shame at all. And according to some polls, millions of Americans would vote for more of that. And that is the truth. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Janine Pantene, Laramie, Wyoming. Hey, Bill, Fox Nation's loss is your gain. Fox Nation is the internet arm of Fox News. I canceled my subscription with them and signed up with you. I've watched your program for the last 3 days, and now I realized how much I missed you. Now, Janine, you should have realized that 6 years ago. But I am so happy that you are back. And thousands of people are back. It's funny how the world works, isn't it? Michael Harrig, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Bill, there are not many left. Tucker, Beck, you, I turn to for honest debate and news. Since Tucker is now gone, I dropped the Fox subscription, subscribe to your platform in the Blaze. Well, that's a marketplace, you know. The only thing that we don't have is the megaphone that reaches so many people. I mean, we market, but that's a big megaphone that the cable news operations and network news had. But we're happy you're here, Michael. Scott Beck, Vandalia, Illinois. Trump clearly participated in debates that were hosted by people in the past who clearly did not like him. So his excuse that he won't debate in the primaries doesn't wash. He's way ahead in the polls, Scott. You know, as I mentioned, when you got that big a lead, you don't need to debate. Now, again, things are going to change. But I remember back in the 2016 election, and I mentioned this yesterday when we reported that Trump said he's not going to debate, that after the Megyn Kelly confrontation, Trump would not show up for the Iowa debate sponsored by Fox News. And I had him on a factor and I was giving it to him. I thought I could convince him to go to the debate. No, didn't show. Just keep that in mind. In a moment, something you might not know.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget.
CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 56 years ago today, the most famous athlete in the world refused to be inducted into the U.S. Army. His decision shocked the American public and marked a turning point in the Vietnam War. Here is the story of Muhammad Ali and the draft. Born Cassius Clay in Louisville, Kentucky, the world champion changed his name to Muhammad after converting to Islam. In 1966, the heavyweight champ was drafted into the Army. Ali refused to fight. On April 28, 1967, the boxer appeared at an Army induction ceremony in Houston, Texas. Muhammad failed to step forward four times after his name was read aloud. Said Ali, quote, "Why should they ask me to put on a uniform and go 10,000 miles from home and drop bombs and bullets on brown people in Vietnam, while so-called Negro people in Louisville are treated like dogs and denied simple human rights," unquote. Muhammad Ali was convicted of draft evasion, sentenced to 5 years in prison, fined $10,000, and banned from boxing for 3 years. He avoided jail time while the Supreme Court weighed his appeal. On June 28, 1971, Ali's case, Clay versus the United States, was overturned by a unanimous 8-0 decision by the Supreme Court. The justices ruled the U.S. government improperly handled Ali's application to register as a conscientious objector based on religion. Muhammad Ali returned to boxing and became the only three-time heavyweight champ in the history of the sport. He retired in 1979. 3 years later, he confirmed his diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. The greatest boxer of all time died on June 3rd, 2016, at his home in Arizona. He was 74 years old and severely impaired. For more stories about the life and times of Muhammad Ali, please check out my latest book, Killing the Legends. You will like it. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.